Hello, welcome to the Thursday, February 11th, 2016 edition of the Sands and Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich, and today I'm recording from Jacksonville, Florida. If a couple months ago, I think it was, you were chuckling about all those poor Juniper admins who had to patch their ScreenOS devices because, well, you only ran Cisco. Well, stop chuckling and get on with patching. Cisco today released that it's Cisco ASA software and devices running it that are configured as a VPN endpoint are susceptible to an unauthenticated remote code execution flaw. The flaw is in the Ike version 1 and version 2 protocol. So essentially any VPN endpoint that uses these protocols, which is pretty much anything running Cisco ASA that does not limit itself to SSL VPNs, all of these devices are susceptible to this exploit. The Cisco advisory is a little bit vague, but there is a blog post with an awful lot of detail about this vulnerability. I would guess at least enough to pretty quickly come up with a denial of service exploit for this vulnerability. The remote code execution may take a little more time, but certainly if you're doing one thing this week, it should probably be enumerating and patching your Cisco ASA devices. Now back to our usual diaries. We have one here from Tom about dealing with incident response on a Tomcat server that got hit by the XOR DDoS bot. The compromise is quite common. A lot of web applications are also being breached. It's not just Tomcat in order to install this bot. So if you want to learn more about it, that's your chance. A pretty nice brief diary here by Tom about dealing with this particular threat. And if you got a spare Raspberry Pi or two sitting around and you always wanted to submit logs to DShield but didn't really know how to, I started a project that turns a Raspberry Pi into a DShield sensor. There's a first beta version of the software out on GitHub right now. Check out the diary if you're interested. It's right now sort of in the works for me state. I really need a couple other people to run it and tell me what works, what doesn't work. So if you're willing to experiment a little bit, please take a look at that software. It does require that you'll be able to expose that Raspberry Pi to raw internet traffic. So either put it in front of your firewall or expose it with your firewall. Of course, it can't really submit any logs if it doesn't receive any traffic. The reason we do this is because in the last 5 years or so, it has become harder to extract these logs from some of the firewalls, and there are so many, many different firewalls out there. So we're trying to make it a little bit easier to get, in particular for home users and such, to send us logs. The value of these logs is really to give us a more accurate picture of what sort of this background radiation. So they don't have to be in any special networks, but just any home network, small business or so, will do just fine. One of the more lucrative ways to make money out of stolen identities, in particular US social security numbers, is to apply for a tax return. Given that you're not the actual person filing for tax returns, criminals can apply for rather large tax returns and often they are approved. Of course, later there may be an audit that then shows that the tax return may have been given unjustified, and also if later the actual citizen applies for a tax return, they may get rejected. In response, the IRS last year started using a PIN system. You could apply optional for an electronic filing PIN. That way, this PIN was unique to the IRS, so credentials that used for other businesses like Social Security numbers were no longer sufficient in order to file a tax return. return. However, a lot of users didn't apply for a PIN, and the criminals do have a lot of social security numbers they need to turn into cash. So apparently what happened was that criminals used an automated system to apply for PINs from the IRS. The result was that I think a week ago or so, the IRS stopped the electronic filing process temporarily, which was bad in so far because the tax filing season really just started here. And they now essentially revoked these PINs that they figured were issued unjustified. And about 460,000 unique social security numbers were used to apply for these PINs, of which 100,000 social security numbers were actually used successfully to apply for these PINs. Now, given that pretty much every single social security number has been stolen over the last couple of years, I think the best thing you can do is try to outrun the bad guys in this case. So what you need to do is either file your taxes quickly if you can, or apply for one of these electronic filing PINs before the bad guys do it for you. And this is it for today. Thanks for listening, and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.